The statewide association, and that's been distributed to CASA organizations around the state previously, and I continue to support that, and I want to send them as much as we can, because it performs an outstanding function for the young children that are in the system, that are in those cases. Helps the court, helps the parties, and certainly for the benefit of those children. And I do support the restoration of voting rights. And Ms. Lynch, I think you and I have talked about this a number of times before. I think there might be some pushback on whether or not it applies universally to all prior offenses or not, if there are some offenses that are excluded from that, or if you're a repeat offender. And I don't remember Senator Storm's bill language off the top of my head. But I do support that concept.
On CASA, yes, the budget has supported that. But as with all budget items, you can be in support of something that it can do well. We're always looking for that optimal amount of funding with the optimal amount of functioning rather than overfunding or underfunding. So it's one of those things of how do you measure the return on investment of those taxpayer dollars. So it can be a great program or a poor program. You just need to make sure that it is doing what it's supposed to as evenly across the state as we can. So there remains support for that program. But we're always monitoring oversight-wise just to make sure it's doing optimally. And as far as the restoration of voting rights, Senator Westerfield and I have worked when we were chairs in the judiciary, in the House and the Senate over judiciary. In the restoration of voting rights, I'm glad you pointed out we're in a extreme